Chapter 35. And Josiah kept a Passover to the Lord in Jerusalem. On the 14th day of the first month they put the Passover lamb to death. And he gave the priests their places, making them strong for the work of the house of God. And he said to the Levites, the teachers of all Israel, who are holy to the Lord, see, the holy ark is in the house which Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, made. It will no longer have to be transported on your backs. Now be the servants of the Lord your God and his people Israel, and make yourselves ready in your divisions, by your families, as it is ordered in the writings of David, king of Israel, and of Solomon his son, and take your positions in the holy place, grouped in the families of your brothers, the children of the people, and for every division let there be a part of a family of the Levites, and put the Passover lamb to death, and make yourselves holy, and make it ready for your brothers, so that the orders given by the Lord through Moses may be done. And Josiah gave lambs and goats from the flock as Passover offerings for all the people who were present, to the number of 30,000, and 3,000 oxen. These were from the king's private property. And his captains freely gave an offering to the people, the priests, and the Levites. Hilkiah and Zechariah and Jehiel, the rulers of the house of God, gave to the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. And Conaniah and Shemaiah and Nethanel, his brothers, and Hashabiah and Jeel and Jozabad, the chiefs of the Levites, gave to the Levites for the Passover offerings 5,000 small cattle and 500 oxen. So everything was made ready and the priests took their places with the Levites in their divisions, as the king had said, and they put the Passover lambs to death, the blood being drained out by the priests when it was given to them, and the Levites did the skinning. And they took away the burnt offerings, so that they might give them to be offered to the Lord for the divisions of the families of the people, as it is recorded in the book of Moses. And they did the same with the oxen. And the Passover lamb was cooked over the fire, as it says in the law, and the holy offerings were cooked in pots and basins and vessels, and taken quickly to all the people. And after that, they made ready for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron, were offering the burnt offerings and the fat till night, so the Levites made ready what was needed for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. And the sons of Asaph, the makers of melody, were in their places, as ordered by David and Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, the king's seer, and the doorkeepers were stationed at every door. There was no need for them to go away from their places, for their brothers the Levites made ready for them. So everything needed for the worship of the Lord was made ready that same day, for the keeping of the Passover and the offering of burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord, as King Josiah had given orders. And all the children of Israel who were present kept the Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread at that time for 7 days. No Passover like it had been kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, and not one of the kings of Israel had ever kept a Passover like the one kept by Josiah and the priests and the Levites and all those of Judah and Israel who were present, and the people of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the rule of Josiah this Passover was kept. After all this, and after Josiah had put the house in order, Necho, king of Egypt, went up to make war at Carchemish by the river Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent representatives to him, saying, "What have I to do with you, O king of Judah? I have not come against you this day, but against those with whom I am at war, and God has given me orders to go forward quickly, keep out of God's way, for he is with me, or he will send destruction on you." However, Josiah would not go back, but keeping to his purpose of fighting against him, and giving no attention to the words of Necho, which came from God, he went forward to the fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the bowmen sent their arrows at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, "Take me away, for I am badly wounded." So his servants took him out of the line of war carriages, and put him in his second carriage and took him to Jerusalem, where he came to his end, and they put his body in the resting place of his fathers. And in all Judah and Jerusalem there was great weeping for Josiah. And Jeremiah made a song of grief for Josiah, and to this day Josiah is named by all the makers of melody, men and women. In their songs of grief, they made it a rule in Israel, and the songs are recorded among the songs of grief. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah, and the good he did, in keeping with what is recorded in the law of the Lord, and all his acts, first and last, are recorded in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah.